This goes to Jessica Tripp, T like Tom, R-I-P-P like Paul, P-A-C, fax 833-916-2212. Regarding Vera, V-E-R-I-A, Adkins, A-D like David, K-I-N like November, S. Date of birth 2/28/1929. Dear Miss Tripp, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Adkins with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was November 18, 2024. She has been hospitalized for pneumonia last November and then required some nursing home care following the hospitalization. Now she's getting some home physical therapy and is slowly starting to do better. When the patient has had the physical therapists and nurses in the home, home blood pressures were running 130 to 140 over 70 to 80. They do have a home blood pressure machine that is reading high today. So the daughter is not confident that it's reading her blood pressure accurately at this point. And when she was hospitalized, they did stop her low-dose aspirin as well as the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. So there were some medication changes at that time. She's currently feeling well and denies chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no bowel changes or diarrhea, no blood. Urine is clear without odor or cloudiness or blood. And weight is unchanged over the last 6 months. Physical exam, weight 162 pounds, pulse 71, and the home blood pressure machine today read 175 over 82. And this needs to be checked against a manual cuff to see if this is accurate. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 12th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR of 41, sodium 138, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 26, calcium is 9.3, hemoglobin 10.8 with normal white count and to normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We've asked the patient and daughter to get the labs done every 3 months. 2, hypertension. We're not confident that the blood pressure machine is accurate, so we've asked her to check it against the home blood pressure findings of the physical therapist, and they will be there this Wednesday. Also, the daughter will be changing the batteries in case there's a battery problem. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, atrial fibrillation. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.